Racing Pulse heads to the weekend, finding you plenty of winners. On Racing Pulse, it's Gator's Game Plan.
Still a bit of an identity crisis for the Sandown transition to Caulfield with the Sandown Cup and Sandown Guineas, but it's certainly at Caulfield with a Sandown theme. Hope that doesn't confuse Gator. How are you, Gator?
It's happened before.
Being confused?
Yeah, they didn't get me this time. No.
It's a bit of a shame for the Sandown Cup for mine because it was kind of created to take advantage of the undulations of Sandown. So it's a different beast at Caulfield, isn't it?
It is that. In saying that, I really liked what they did with the Underwood meeting at Sandown early in the year. I thought the track played fantastic that day. You could swoop, you could lead and win. So I think punters mostly, we want a level playing field, and then if we get it wrong, it's our fault.
Absolutely. I'll let you be the captain here, mate. I'm happy to go race by race at Sandown, at Caulfield, if that suits you, and then we'll have a look at Rose Hill. But how do you want to play it?
That'll work.
All right, let's have a look at the babies in the Merson Cooper. What do we know about the unraced here?
Well, we know they've all shown ability. Ganjatana looks a nice, big, strong youngster. He's won a couple of jump outs. Hydrogen Power has been good in a couple of jump outs. The latest was a really smart win, big gaps behind. Was only on Monday, though, so, quick turnaround, but look, stable, know what they're doing. It probably comes down to the two Godolphin runners for mine. Remedies, who looked exceptional on debut, no substance at all on the clock, but I don't think she could have won any better to the eye. So all you can do is do what she did. And Cylinder, who was probably the best run in the race, beaten by the Barrett Newcastle. Now, this horse did run some really good closing fractions relative to the day. So, look, I lent the Cylinder over Remedies, but it'll be fascinating to see the improvement, if any. These two come from different states and what they can produce on Saturday.
Yeah, and then the market moves on the debutantes as well. The two-miler, the Sandown Cup, is race two, field of eight. Is there one that jumps out here as being ready to win?
Look, I don't think so. I think most of these, the top four, in my thinking, came through the White Marlin race. Two of them were forgive runs, Aurora Symphony and Team Captain. Both Papalina and Protection Money ran really well. Take the winner out of it. It was a 5.5 length margin. And, I think that'd be a lot shorter in this market. Gin Martini's come up the favourite. I'm not convinced that's right, but I've been wrong before. He's got to run the trip out. Did chase a promising one last time in King Frankel. I think the end of 3200 might be some sort of query against few of these seasoned runners. I thought Aurora Symphony at the 750, as I look up at my tab screen, was the value in a really competitive Sandown Cup.
Absolutely, I tend to agree there. The third's interesting. General Bow, do we hang on one more time? Sartorial Splendor's flying but not winning, and then Jigsaw ran through the roof on a dry track in winning first up, and that may not be it.
No, it's it. I think, I'd have to stick with Jigsaw, given he was just a trial star before that impressive win. And watching that race live, I thought he can't keep going. He can't absorb all that pressure. Not only did he break away, he won easily. Obviously, broke the track record, as did a few others on the day. They have to factor that in. But look, it was probably too good a win to not stick with him. The left fielder is Bruckner, obviously. Now, Jigsaw couldn't split Home Affairs and Artorias, I don't think. But that's what Bruckner's been able to do. And that was in a fast Group 1. So what does he do first up off 13 months? He trialled really well. And Rose Quartz, good for Ruffy. She's 20-1. She gets back on top of the ground. I think the key to General Bow is to dry track as well. So you touched on him. I wouldn't be, if you liked him, I wouldn't talk you out of him either. But had to stick with Jigsaw, but a few hopes.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of lightly raced form in the Twilight Glow, race four.
Yeah, there is. And, a number of last start impressive winners. So generally a real challenge for punters, isn't it? The clock can help, but it doesn't tell the whole story. It's the level of improvement that's the real key. I was surprised Get Up Girl went up $14 tab and into 13 now. Beat the Unicorn on debut. That horse and many others out of that race were subsequent impressive winners. And then race fastest time, Flemington 1400, easily went by Shuriken, who won last week. Look, they'll need a good ride. They'll need a plan from that draw and a bit of luck, sure. But if they get it, I think it's a tremendous price. Grey River was impressive last time in the Desirable Stakes. The Get Up Girl race rated a little bit better, but that, look, she ran really well. The Unicorn, now, a couple of these last start winners we spoke of, Genalala, Nakoni, and Bellamy, who chased Nakoni. No way it ends there. So probably a wide early quaddy leg.
Absolutely. Just be mindful, we've got to go to the first at Sandown, Shepherd and Greyhounds, in about 3.5 minutes. Race five is the Kevin Heffernan of Poland. Almost nearly have to back it.
Yeah, well, you get $8, you know. So I think that's a fair price. The query's obvious. The last time he won, I don't think we'd heard of COVID. You know, he was terrific last time. You saw Old Flame go to Sydney, run enormous gap to third fast time. So he's hard to beat. I tip Literary Magnate on top, but scared stiff of Pollen, and obviously Norwegian Bliss, who hasn't tasted defeat yet.
All right, then the Eclipse. Gee, Grand Slam's tested the patience. What do we make of him? Scratching the Ballarat Cup, and then Cyril Leo missing a few others. What do you make of this edition of the Eclipse?
Yeah, I can see why Grand Slam's popular. He ran really well first up. You know, he's proven second up, step up in trip. All his wins are on top of the ground. She'll get that dry track he needs. Cyril Leo mishandles any track. She'll go forward as well. I don't think what she needs to do is set the speeds she's been setting. You know, 10 and 12 lengths above average doesn't give her much hope, unless you're Vaux Rose, of winning. So I think she's going really well. Then you've got the up-and-comers, Flash Feeling, French Emperor, who are flying. So, I lent Cyril Amis at the price over Grand Slam, but, a few hopes there as well.
The Zipping Classic's one of those races where not one of them's thrusting its hand in the air.
Yeah, spot on. So what I've done, I looked at Lunsies and Without a Fight as the main two. Without a Fight, I think had excuses in the Melbourne Cup trip, near heavy ground, ridden a bit warm. I think they'll change all that up on Saturday and get the dry track back in trip. So I'm going to stick with him. When I say stick with him, I didn't tip him in the Melbourne Cup, but I gave him a hope. And Lunsies was beaten by a really promising one last time. So, look, I'm happy to back them both. Vow and Declare is probably the other one. But, as I say, I think 10 and 9 mainly.
All right, the Guineas. Yeah, I don't think it's an epic addition, but there might be a nice up-and-comer or two here. Can you identify any of those?
Yeah, the market's really zeroed in on See You in Heaven, the favourite, and the Fortune Teller, second favourite. The next horse is a double figures at $12, so probably says a lot about the race. The Fortune Teller, I think, is the bet of the day. Just a terrific finale in a Carbine Club. If he can hold up for one more run, and I'll back the stable in there, I think he's the winner. See You in Heaven, the danger. Then if they get beat, you know, you're getting tremendous value outside of them.
All right, they're milling around at Old Shep, but we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve. Quick thoughts on the Summon, the last, and then a snapshot of Rose Hill, and then your absolute game plan, Gator.
Yes, good times. So Mirror Vision's out. I've just had a look. So she'll head to Sydney. She'll be really competitive up there. So the interesting runner's Roots was probably a bit unlucky not to beat My Whisper, but My Whisper covered a lot of ground. Roots then wins. My Whisper runs well in a Group 1. I think Mac and Cheese at near $10 might be the value in the race. But a few hopes. Bell for say, Cliff Dart in the quaddy as well. So, I've lent to Mac and Cheese at the price, given that scratching.
All right. What are we going to do as an overall plan for the day?
Yeah, so, look, I think the Fortune Teller will end up making our best. That's race 8, number 3. With our parlay, we're going to go race 4... at Rose Hill, actually, for our parlay. It'll be a 2 and 3. So race 4, number 10, Floating. Couldn't have won any better last time. Race 7, number 9, LCR, near double figures. And race 10, number 15, Short Shorts, is near double figures. So I've actually taken this little all up already, and it is a big price. So give us strength. Floating, LCR, and Short Shorts, Sydney, our parlay on the weekend.
Yeah, sounds safe to me. Good on you, Gator. Thanks for that.
It's all over.
Thanks. Red Rover. David Gately there with his thoughts for the weekend. Rose Hill and Caulfield.